And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome, everyone. Today, I'm going to talk about some very, very important things that could make a big, big impact on your life. I'm going to talk about stress. Most of us are all stressed out. And the proof that you are stressed out is the fact that you overreact. The proof that you are stressed out, and actually in a hypnotic trance, a mild hypnotic trance, you don't even realize that you are, is that you are overreacting. For example, if you're out on a freeway, someone cuts in front of you, or traffic is moving a little slow, okay? Or somebody does something rude, you react to it, okay? You see yourself reacting, okay? But underneath, see, for every reaction that you see on the surface, you know, for every sigh or every grumble or every word that you say or for every tensing of your hands on the steering wheel, there are a thousand reactions occurring in your body, okay, to your nerves, your glands, your bloodstream, your delicate organs, okay? So stress is literally killing you, and you overreact to people. If somebody looks at you in a certain way, or somebody doesn't say good morning, or if there's somebody puts a little extra work on your desk, or you overreact by becoming impatient with your kids or fighting with your spouse, you see what I mean? Overreact. We've all heard, don't sweat the small stuff. We've heard that. And we know that's right. We intuitively know that that's right. And the Bible says, forgive, be anxious for nothing, okay? And all these wonderful things that we know, but when we go out in the world, we become upset and we blow it. And then we resent seeing that we blew it. So, I've been at this now for 25 years. I've written 18 books. I know all about stress, okay? And I know all about how you can start to conquer stress, and that's why I'm here. My name is Pastor Roland, okay? And I'm taking advantage of this small program that I have. I have a small 15-minute program. I'm a pastor, and I have spiritual advice, but I also have something that will be of value to you, and it's free, okay? I have a little prayer meditation that is very helpful, okay, for overcoming stress. So now I want you to pay very close attention and also remember my web address, because I'm only going to be on 15 minutes, okay, except for my anchor station. My flagship broadcast is in Southern California in Palm Springs. Okay, and I'm on half an hour there. But in all the other locations, I'm only on for 15 minutes. So let's talk about what happens and what to do about it. Okay? First of all, what happens? You wake up in the morning, okay, and sometimes you're stressed just before you even get out of bed because you start thinking, your mind starts whirling of things you have to do or something you have to face today. You have to face your boss. You have an unpleasant task at the office. You have bills to pay. You had an argument with your partner yesterday or with your child, or you have to do some errand right away, take your child to some doctor appointment or something. And already you're getting stressed out by worrying about what you're going to have to do, okay? But let's say that you don't get stressed out before you get out of bed, but out of bed and then you say to yourself, today I'm not going to get upset. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be calm. Then you go out in the world, and what happens? You get upset. And then when you get upset, you escape into thinking. You hide in thinking, in worries, doubts, and fears, in reliving the past and worrying about the future. Or you escape into fantasy to not realize that you blew it. Okay, and while you're lost in your thinking, another situation comes along. You don't meet it with presence of mind, and then you mess it up again. Okay, so that's the cycle that we need to break. Thank you.
like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to your principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. I've been on the air for 25 years, okay, all over the country. I'm just a little guy. I don't have a church. That's right. I do not have a church. I'm a non-denominational pastor, and I help everybody. You don't have to be a Christian to be helped by me, okay? And if you're already going to church, okay, I'm not trying to replace what you're doing now. I have something that's supplemental, something complementary. And it's basically a little prayer meditation, okay, that helps you to get centered. I tell everybody, start the day with meditation. Start the day with meditation. Start your day off right. Meditate before you go out in the world to get centered, to become centered, and to have presence of mind. You know, in the Bible, for those of you who are Christian, I'm sure you remember Paul said to put on the full armor of God. Okay? So that when you go out in the world and face different situations, you won't get upset, you won't become unglued, you won't fall, you won't fail, okay? But what we do, 99% of us, is we go out in the world, we get upset, and we fail. See, you become resentful toward your partner, you're impatient with your kids, you resent your boss, you get angry at work, you see what I mean? See, these are all failings. Okay? And you don't want to be that way, okay? And you want to have presence of mind so you can handle situation with aplomb, with poise, with wisdom. See, isn't that what we want, wisdom? Well, okay. So you know somehow that if you could pray properly, if you could remain calm, then you'd be able to apply the beautiful spiritual principles. Well, that's how I help you. See, what I have discovered over these 25 years, I've looked into all aspects of stress. Okay, what I have discovered is when people get upset, it's hard to pray. It's hard to be centered. It's hard to be balanced. It's hard to be reasonable. It's hard to be rational. Okay, when a person becomes resentful. See, when you become resentful, you become all negative. When you become angry, when you become upset, see, it's very difficult to pray. It's like when you're sick. If you have a fever, your mind is delirious. It's very difficult to pray. But when you're all upset, when you get upset at people or upset at yourself, see, what happens is we get angry at people, and then we get angry at ourself for being angry. You resent someone, then you resent yourself for being resentful, see, which is just as bad. All right, so now you got the idea. Now you understand. You need to be pre-armed with patience so you can go out in the world with presence of mind, and when situations present themselves, you won't become upset, you won't get unglued, you'll handle the situation reasonably well, maybe not perfectly, but reasonably well, okay? And then because you handle it well, see, it won't stick in your craw or stick in your mind. See, what happens now is you fail many times during the day, and even getting overly excited about something, getting overexcited, over-emotional. Even that is a failure, but it's admittedly, it's not as bad as becoming angry or resentful. But what happens is, every time you become emotional and become angry and resentful, it causes a little memory to form. And then it's in your mind. It sticks in your mind, and then at night you lay down, okay, and then you're Your mind is awhirl with what happened during the day, all those moments of failing. See? Failing, that's right. Or even a moment when you became prideful. That's a failing too. But right now I want to focus on, becoming upset, angry, anxious, resentful. Okay, we want to nip those in the bud so you go out in the world and don't become angry, resentful, or upset. So, you need to get my meditation. Okay, this is the infomercial part, but it's free. I have a beautiful meditation. It's called the Easy Meditation. And I also have a meditation called the Prayer Meditation. They're both basically the same. They help you to find presence of mind. To start today, see, to start today pre-armed with patience. So you can go out in the world and face the world with some equanimity and poise and begin handling the situations properly. Okay? So that's why I want you to write down or remember this web address, talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org. Okay? And then you can get the meditation, which is free, and benefit from it. And I also have all my books and articles and blog posts and past programs. It's just amazing how much I have that's free for you. Most of it's free. The books cost a little something. They're on Amazon. But it's not a big deal, okay? I'm giving the meditation away. Please, I beg of you. Learn to go out in the world without being upset. Then you can apply all the beautiful spiritual principles that you have learned in love. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. My name is Pastor Roland. Welcome. Life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good if you could just learn how not to get upset. Okay? Now, a lot of people hide. See, when you become upset, you go out in the world, you get irritated at this and angry about that and you know, resentful over this, and see all these different reactions. That's what they are, reactions. React, 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 react. Now, we all know that we oughtn't to be reacting. Okay, now you know that when you're at work. You know that when you go to work, okay, you have more of a professional demeanor at work. So when a situation occurs, you know, a client, let's say you're a plumber, okay, and a client calls or you're dispatched to go to someone's house to handle a plumbing issue. So when you go in and there's the plumbing issue, okay? So what do? You look it over, you decide what would be the best way to deal with the situation and you solve it. But what if you became all upset? What if you started to become angry and resentful and you started to get a stomach ache over it and you yelled at the customer and you just see, and would that be a wise thing to do? Of course not. No, you have to be remain calm. We know that. Well, isn't it amazing that when you're at work, isn't it amazing how you can remain calm over situations? But even there at work, a lot of times what you're doing is you're actually suppressing the symptoms. In other words, underneath you are getting upset, but you're just hiding it, okay? But there are many situations at work that you handle in a professional manner, okay? So how come you can't apply that in your own family? See, how come you get angry at your wife, angry at your husband, angry at your kids? How come situations at home upset you? Okay? Well, it's because of... The main reason is because of the emotions, but the main emotion that you have to watch out for is the emotion of resentment. That's the one. Okay, so I'm giving you a very, very important clue here, a very important clue to basically possibly turn your life around, because resentment is harmful in so many different ways. Okay, one way that resentment... See, what resentment does, okay, now I'm putting on my metaphysical hat, okay, so that I can tell you what it does. What resentment does is it separates you from your own ground of good. See, if you could flow from within, see, if you could be, let's say you were meditating with my meditation, and you saw the things that I've said about resentment being a mistake, and you start to give up resentment, and then you begin to see that you resented your dad because he wasn't there for you, and you resented your mom, because she was always nagging you or whatever. So you resented them, and now you see that they couldn't help themselves. Now that you, okay, you see yourself messing up, and you don't want to mess up, but there you are. You can't stop yourself. You don't want to. You would like to stop. Well, that's the same boat they were in. They weren't deliberately being cruel to you when you were a child, most likely. They just were out of control. Okay? Then they tried different things to get in control. They tried taking pills or drinking or smoking or just running away or hiding out in the garage, or watching TV. They had all these different ways of trying to control their emotions. They were out of control. They didn't want to be out of control, see? Well, now maybe you can forgive them, okay? So if you practice my meditation, begin to see some of these things, begin to forgive people, and you become less resentful, and then you see that you've also been hating yourself, resenting yourself, because that's just another way of the way your ego, see, your ego always wants to be right and never wrong, so one way you can be right is by condemning yourself. See, it's just another trick of your ego is playing by condemning yourself. Okay, well, that's not good either. So you begin to see all these things and you let go of resentment. Okay, then you're able to go out in the world, and now you can flow from within. So now when you flow from within, you'll be able to speak with understanding. Okay? You'll be able to act with wisdom and common sense. Your whole life will change for the better. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email, as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Now you see, the other thing that you do when you become upset, okay, and blow it, basically mess up. You know, you become angry at your kids or angry toward your wife or yell at people in traffic or pound on the steering wheel or run in your bedroom and slam the door and throw yourself on the bed and start crying and whatever you do when you become upset and emotional, okay? A lot of it is based in resentment. Remember I said a lot of it has to do with resentment. And resentment hurts you more than what anybody could possibly do to you. But here's what happens, okay? A couple of things. First of all, that you become like a conditioned animal. Instead of being a spiritual being, see, we're a soul in a body. A soul in a body. And your soul is supposed to rule the body, but when your soul is separate from God, through resentment, see, resentment actually separates you from God and from good. Okay? And you notice the next time you become resentful. Okay? The next time you become resentful, notice how you reject the good. If somebody comes along and tries to comfort you or tries to cheer you up, you don't want to be cheered up. You don't want to be comforted. You reject good. See? Okay, and when you're resentful, you find it hard to be sweet. You find it hard to be, see? Now, why is that? It's because when you're resentful, it separates you from your own inner ground of good. Okay? And it separates you from your powers. Your powers to do good. Okay? So, you hear about people like Enoch. It said he walked with God. Okay? Some of the people like Enoch and Abraham and Moses, and there's some very wonderful people, Ruth, and of course Paul, and you know, these people, they walked with God. Now, what does that mean? Well, they weren't resentful, okay? Because the moment they became resentful, they'd lose their power. So you've probably seen science fiction movies where someone has a power, but then they do, they're told not to do something, and if they do that something, they'll lose their power, and then they do it, and then they lose their power. I'm sure you've seen that. Or like Samson, remember? When his hair was cut off, then he lost his power. Well, any power that you have to do, where you could do good, is completely cut off, shut off when you become resentful. Then anything you do after you've been resentful is a compensation. It does more harm than good. See, what you do is you resent somebody, so you're impatient with them or something, and then you feel guilty, okay? So then you go and try to make up to the person and act extra nice to make up for the guilt because you want to save your ego, save face. You want to smooth everything over, okay? But what you need to do is to learn to go into your room and close the door and sit in a chair, see, and become centered and meditate for objectivity, okay? So that you can see your errors, okay? And bear a little bit of pain for the errors and then be sorry for them in your heart, okay, and let them go. But right now you're like a conditioned animal. You go out in the world and now you encounter look-alike situations that were like the one before that you reacted to, or like the person before that you hated, or like your dad that you resented, people that look like your dad or talk like your dad that you hated, or see what I mean? And you go out in the world and then there it is all over again, affecting your body, see? Stressing your body, and see, it's not good. And then you just, since you can't cope anymore because you're riddled with resentment, you start to hide in imagination. See, in your imagination you can be a king or a queen or a conquering hero, or you can hide in fantasy with the help of video games and the help of internet and the help of movies and the help of music. You can hide in fantasy, hide from reality, but that makes you guilty too and anxious because you weren't meant to hide in, you know, daydreams, and you were meant to be out in the world, see, doing things and expressing yourself, not hiding. So many, many things result from resentment. Sometimes shyness, even stuttering, see, even inability to function, learning blocks, especially learning blocks, have a basis in resentment. Okay, so if you could just learn to let go of resentment, and that's why you need to get to meditation, because it helps. Of course, I have videos and books that offer some tips, you know, on how to let go of these negative emotions, but the meditation is the main thing. Okay? It's a very nice prayer meditation. Okay, that helps you to have a prayerful state of mind, so you can pray better, see, and have presence of mind. Okay? My name is Pastor Roland. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Life could be oh so good, and life could be oh so sweet, if you could just learn to not get upset and face the world with presence of mind and patience. Well, all right, so you know that's what you need to do, so get the meditation. Most of you are getting a 15-minute program. The whole program is 30 minutes, so go to the archives at talktoapastor.org. You can listen to the whole program. And also get the meditation. Give it a try. Start your day with meditation. Start the day off right so you can be pre-armed with patience. Okay? And go out in the world and face the world and hear the birds sing, and life could be sweet. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.